Ladies and gentlemen, Back Gig Studios Lounge is proud to present The GigCast. Welcome to the GigCast. This is the GigCast show 186, Better Late Than Never. Let's throw together a quick talk show episode. I am your host, JT Shea. And joining me tonight is a bunch of people, but not Scott. Scott never got back to me, but it's the weekend. I can't blame him if he doesn't want to talk to me on the weekend. So that's not a problem. But we do have some great people here in the chat room, as well as calling in. And so we'll have lots to talk about. And we're not going to have any of the usual stuff because I didn't get around to doing any of that. And it's just one of them weeks. But enough of the excuses. On with the podcast. Let's see. Just joining us now is we got Steel This Comic. He just signed in. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Excellent, excellent. And that's, of course, is steelthiscomic.com, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And we got Horatio from the Rampage Network at... Is it rampagenetwork.net or is it just rampage.net? What's your...
Rampagenetwork.com.
.com. Why did I think it was .net? I don't know, because I'm nuts.
We have both, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, well, there you go. We have, of course, Kate Skakelski, the miss from thinksync.com. Right? ThinkSync? Did I get it right this time?
Yes, she got it.
Excellent. And I'm glad she's here tonight because she was actually at Webcomic Weekend. We can talk to her about what went on up there.
Steel This Comic was there as well, I believe. I did not see him, but I know things.
Excellent. And, of course, we have Mr. Nick Nitro, who loves calling in on these shows, from Dribble for Kids, the comic, as well as the Good and the Bad and the Geeky podcast. How are you doing there, Mr. Nick Nitro?
I'm doing great. Fantabulous.
Excellent. All right. Well, those of you who aren't here, basically, I bailed on doing a real podcast this week. For reasons that just, you know, happen, school, family, whatnot. But I think this is going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. I'm spending a nice leisurely evening myself at home with the family. Well, most of the family. My daughter's out camping. But my son and wife and I were watching the Kids' Choice Awards on Nickelodeon and decided to throw this podcast together. First question out to the group before we get into the important things. Why the hell were the Pussycat Dolls performing at the Kids' Choice Awards? Does anybody know?
Because it's not really for kids anymore.
These kids, my 7-year-old's laughing at the SpongeBob burping part, and then the Pussycat Dolls come out and start gyrating, and first they start singing the song to Slumdog Millionaire for some reason, and then go into something I guess they did, but I don't know. I just don't understand it. And that's the editorial portion of the show. I just don't get it. Maybe it's the beer talking. I don't know, but Saturday night.
What's the choice of beer tonight, sir?
Oh, what is the beer? It is Parrot Bay. It's a pale ale. It's the I can't remember what it is. It's like a local Key West type thing down here. I don't have a bottle in front of me. I have it in my Turbo tumbler, so I couldn't tell you. But it's a real nice pale ale. I think it's Pirate Bay. I think it's Parrot Bay. It's a pale ale.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by Parrot Bay Beer or Ale.
It might be Hurricane Ale. I don't know. I think it's Parrot Bay Hurricane Ale, I think is what it is. Whatever. It's good beer. I'm enjoying it.
We just lost our sponsorship, though, because I said the name wrong.
It's all right. It's also brought to you by Doritos Collisions, the hot wing blue cheese style. So, it's all good.
Well, my present has been brought to you by Miller Lite 40 Ounce.
Ooh, very nice. And very nice. for the homies out there. Put a little there on the pour a little on the computer for the homies gone before us. excellent. Let's see here. We also have. Also in our chat room, but are not dialed in. We have Dungeon Warden and Jim Thorpe. So thanks guys for joining us. And if you throw your URLs in the chat room, I'll send them out there. Because isn't it dungeonlegacy.com for Dungeon Warden? I always get them wrong, and I need to write these things down. And I think Jim Thorpe has a DeviantArt page, but I might be wrong.
His website there.
Oh, Sucker Boys.com. My bad. I'm thinking of Ninja, somebody here who was last week that had a DeviantArt that was also going.
That was Sketch Samurai.
Sketch Samurai. See, Ninja Samurai. What? Yeah, that's all.
He's like Ninja. Very sneaky.
So,
hey,
yeah.
Good call on Dungeon Warden. It is Dungeon Legacy.com.
See, if you hit me in the head for long enough, I remember what you hit me with eventually. It's sad, but true. Okay, so Webcomic Weekend was last weekend. And we have a couple people here on the call here that were actually there. So, Kate, we'll start with you. How was the weekend? What was were your overall feelings about it? And any scandalous stories you might have heard? What's going on?
Oh, yes. You know, the webcomic folks full of scandal. And it was a great weekend. Don't have any prepared statements about it, but all around good time. Panels were great. Everything seemed to run really smoothly, and from the sounds of it, it's definitely going to be an annual thing. So,
excellent.
Definitely hoping to go back again next year.
That's really, really cool. I know Krishna from lives right down the road from me, pretty much, was up there for a day or so, and
I saw him several times, and he was always talking to people. So I did not get a chance to say anything.
He is quite the networker.
I hang out for a good bit. It was awesome meeting him.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
I think he's Sunday morning. So he's there for a big part of the time.
Excellent. Any of you guys run into KC Green? No?
I saw him as well. Also, there was a lot of people I did not actually get a chance to talk to. But
How many people were there, do you think? Any idea how many?
I think they cut off the registration at like 650 or something like that. I'm imagining, you know, everyone, if they were registered, did eventually show up as well. So that was probably about it. It was at a huge building, though. So, and with everyone spread out the whole time, it was a little hard to, you know, get a good estimate in there about how many people were actually there.
Right, right. Well, it seems like a really nice number. I mean, it's enough that it looks like there's a lot of people there, but not so much that you can't get around to see pretty much anybody that you're hoping to have some one-on-one time with.
Yeah, some of the panels were a little bit crowded, but nothing too bad. No huge lines in front of anyone's table.
They did have like a central room where they had tables for everybody set up, and then separate meeting rooms, or was it more of kind of like a free-for-all?
Pretty much, there was a lobby type area that I think the majority of the artists were in there, and then any artist who had stuff, any artist that was part of Dumbrella or had shirts out through Topatico were up in their own rooms. There was a Dumbrella room, and there was a Topatico room, and there were also artists set up in there.
Right, so it was in Dumbrella's building, wasn't it? I mean, they have like the upper floor is Dumbrella's offices.
I think Topatico. I don't know if Dumbrella's also out of the same building.
Oh, okay,
but it was the main Topatico building.
Excellent. And how was the town in general? Were you there for the whole weekend? Did you get to the pub crawl and stuff like that?
I didn't do the pub crawl. We got there Saturday morning, so we were there for all day Saturday and all day Sunday. It was a very, to sum up the whole of the town from what I saw, it was the fact that there was a store called The Hempist. Lots of hippies.
Well, because the building, where you had this convention wasn't really like a convention center, right? It was more kind of like like a converted warehouse or something into office buildings. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was either a warehouse or I think it was actually a converted factory.
Sure.
Yeah, it was a huge building. Like, I guess the first floor had like a few shops, a little cafeteria and a bar and grill and like a little music store and losing my words, like not like a palm reading type thing, I think was there. I didn't really go in there, but And then the upstairs area seemed to be like all artists and creative spaces and that sort of thing.
Excellent.
It was a meat warehouse.
Is that what you will?
Yes, it is.
Hello, sir. Welcome to the show. See, and I didn't call you Willis. See, I remembered that much.
Yeah. Good.
There's not an I between the L and the S, which I've been informed later, after last podcast. So, so what you say? It was a meat warehouse before? A meat factory? Is that what somebody just said? Or
I was joking.
Oh, okay. It reminded me of the Monty Python sketch and this is where the people meet the rotating blades, you know? It's like, remember the architect sketch? Yeah, whatever. Anyway. Yeah.
Don't expect a Spanish Inquisition.
Never. All right, who was the, of the webcomic artists that you did get to meet? Who was the, who are you most excited to see and turned out, and how that work out?
Well, I guess Zach Wiener from Saturday Morning Breakfast Cereal, mainly because I've been good friends with him online for years, probably like 5 years, and I get to proofread his comics and stuff sometimes.
Oh, cool.
That was the first time I got to meet him in person, so that was very cool.
Was there anybody you met that you had never really talked to before, but whose work that you... That you like, that you read? No?
I think most people I had seen at FPX last year.
Okay.
So not too many for the first time. I was trying to meet Chris Straub from Webcomics Weekly and
Skeptical
Crisis. Uh-huh. But there was a pretty long line when I was in the room that he was in, and he seemed to have left early both days, so I didn't actually get a chance to meet him. I did get to go to the Webcomics Weekly panel, so that was
very cool. Yeah, I would think that those the Webcomics Weekly guys would have been kind of like the the superstars of the event. I mean, if you had to, that'd be my guess anyway.
All the Blind Parrot guys, Lars and Ryan Sommer over there too. And those guys are awesome. I got to meet them one time over at Dragon Con, but got to talk to Lars for a little bit, and that was awesome. And obviously getting to talk, I actually had a good chance to talk to all the Half Pixel people too, so that was awesome. I was looking forward to those five and Daniel Corsetto from Girls with Slingshot.
Right.
I got some good FaceTime with all of them, and I was really happy about that. And of course, Krishna was somebody I talked to from time to time on his podcast and, just emails and whatnot. So I was really looking forward to that. For me, even though getting to talk to all those guys was pretty awesome, there's been a couple people that are doing comics that are kind of on my level right now.
Uh-huh.
That I was really looking forward to. We got to spend a lot of time with them, but it was Don, who does the ZF comics.
Sure.
Sir Fred. And Tim Collins, he's doing the... Bullfinch, and I've been kind of talking to him a lot on email for the last 6 months or so. So getting a chance to get to know them a little bit better, going out and drinking and whatnot, it's just awesome.
Excellent. And this is you, Carlisle, right? Just to make sure I get that.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just about to go to you. I'm like, I think this is him. All right, cool. Just wanted to make sure. So yeah. So you actually got some FaceTime with the superstars of webcomics, huh? That's really cool.
Oh yeah, I'm a big talker. So I mean, I made myself have those opportunities, but one of the really cool things was RK Mahalan from Something Positive.
Uh-huh.
We were hanging out just in our room, and one of the people that there were about five of us that were hanging out the whole weekend was expecting to see him over in our lobby, so she went down and he showed up at 10 o'clock, just like you said, and he came in our room. We gave him a beer, and the awesomest thing was right when he sat down, he was like, you know what, just ask me any questions you guys have. And, first 10 minutes was just, us asking how do we get to where he's at. And I just thought it was really awesome of him to actually offer to do that.
That's really cool. And I think
anybody has to.
I think that is what the whole thing about this whole webcomic weekend is really going to bring to the table, is that it's all, especially that first year, and I'm kind of kicking myself because I didn't kind of have the chance to go, but it wouldn't have worked out. But because that is... because basically everybody there was really interested in web comics, and you, like you said, you not only were there people there that were experienced and very successful monetarily, I mean, if you want to judge success that way, in webcomics. But there are also people, like you said, around kind of your level or people, you know, that are just getting started and very talented people but don't have, you know, don't have the fan base yet to be making a living off this. And just the synergy of talking to these people and finding out exactly what they did and how they do it. It's one thing to hear them on a podcast and them talking, but when you get the FaceTime and you can actually say, well, this is my situation or this is what I'm doing, what do you think, type of thing. I think that that is where when especially like that first year where it is only like, you know, like it was like 600-700 people maybe, where you can get that one-on-one time. Especially, and like I said, if the town is as small as you're saying it is or whatever, that, you know, there isn't a lot to do when the convention is over. Like, the convention never really stops. You know, I mean, how many hotels were there? I mean, most people probably stayed pretty in the same type of area, I would think.
It was kind of cool for us, our first night there. For some reason, I drove all the way up from Atlanta, so it was about an 18-hour drive.
Wow.
Once I got there, I was just so tired, and I hadn't really thought about this aspect of it. But once I finally got there, we were staying at the Quality Inn, which was the first option of hotels, you know, one of those
out of the
Oh, I don't know how I missed you. I was a short black dude. I guess I think I was the only one there. The only other brown person was like Krishna.
You know, that part of Massachusetts, you know, that is really not, it's not that integrated, I guess, is the words that we're going for there. But
the hotel was kind of secluded, though, because there wasn't really any hallways. Like, rooms were right outside. So.
Yeah, external, yeah.
Yes. But the aspect that I had never really considered was that there were fans there. There are people who don't do comics that went there. And I mean, it's common sense now in hindsight, but I was just thinking about it from my perspective. And it was just, it was kind of surreal that there were, you know, people there to meet people who do what we do on a bigger level, obviously. Yeah. Nobody came, was like, oh my God, Karloff from Steelers Comics there. Nobody did that.
Did anybody come up to you that knew your work? I mean, besides just in, you know, like in passing, somebody that was kind of looking for you?
No, I'm happy to say that I'm at the level where I came out to people and they're like, oh, I know what you do.
Okay,
so
cool.
Maybe another 6 months to a year I can be somewhere and actually have that part happen.
But sure.
Not that I remember. And I've never had my picture online. Now I got it. You know, I've been doing a four-part little wrap-up series. I just put one up today so you can check out the first two.
Oh, yeah,
so
I'm looking at it right now.
I've never put my pictures online, so I got those now so people can actually recognize who I am. And yeah, I'm just short and bald, just like my character, but not the same eyebrows.
Very cool.
I think anyone that was there has probably ended up with their picture on the Flickr group for Webcomics Weekend, though, too.
And I have to say that your Twitters did a really good job there as well with the keeping people informed of where they are and what they're doing, making us feel jealous. But yay.
Yeah, I did a little Twitter bit where I just kept on texting in which state I was passing through.
Very so cool.
You know, it's like South Carolina, North Carolina, Vermont, all that stuff.
Yeah, I paid to have internet on my phone because I don't normally have a data plan, but I did like the, you get like a 2-day pass for unlimited internet, so I did that so I could Twitter for free without worrying about going over to texting limits or anything all weekend.
Yeah, well, like we were talking before, you know, T-Mobile now for $15 a month you get, well, that's for the family plan, I know it's individual, is totally unlimited for picture and text and everything else.
Yep.
I don't tend to
text that much, but what you can't find online, and if you actually go through the internet on your phone, you can get unlimited data plan for $2 a day, which, you know, if you're doing it every day, it's not a good idea. But if you're, you know, on a trip and don't have a laptop, it is very handy.
Yeah, very. Very, very cool. Man, I'm wishing I went, but I guess that's all right. It's all good. I'm looking at the experience you guys had and comparing it to my MegaCon experience, and I'm thinking that, you know, for what it is that we do, you know, in the webcomics wild, maybe the webcomics podcast, whatever, that the Webcomics Weekend looks like hopefully, you know, I get a feeling this, it could be a heck of a lot bigger next year, and I'm hoping that they...
Yeah, I had a strong view that that's what they're doing.
I'm hoping they plan ahead. I'm hoping they realize how that, you know, I've heard nothing but positive things about it. and hopefully that they'll take that into consideration when they're making their plans for next year.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I mean, considering the turnout they got, having announced it like maybe a month, maybe 2 months before it actually happened.
Right.
They announced it even further in advance. I'm sure we'll get a lot more people making plans.
I'm sure. That's really cool. So, is there anything else going on in the world of webcomics? I've been kind of in a bubble this week.
I think everyone that was at Webcomics Weekend ended up sick, so it's kind of been a slow show.
Yeah, it's like me and three other people did not end up sick.
I didn't get sick either.
That's a given. I mean, the whole...
I'm kind of short, though. I'm thinking all the germs were, like, over my head or something.
I'm guessing maybe it has something to do with the pub crawl, because I didn't make it out there, so
It was all that bad ice out there. That's what it was. It was a bad ice.
Yeah. New England during the winter.
It's all good. All right. You know, I'm serious. Is there anything else happening? Because I've got nothing.
I've got an announcement. I mean, it's a pretty tiny one, but my comic turns 100 next Thursday.
Congratulations.
Yeah, strip number 100. I'm all proud and stuff.
Awesome, man.
That stuck to anything that long.
And you're updating, what, like 2-3 times a week?
Twice a week right now.
Twice weekly for the comic?
The strips take me about 5 to 7 hours each. And
right.
I'm right now working and being a daddy and being a husband and all that type of stuff. So
What's your buffer right now?
I'm at 122.
In your buffer. That's how many you're ahead right there, right? 120?
No, not 122. No, I wish. But, so right now I've got number 98 up, and I've got 122 that I just finished the artwork on. Now, the last 10 that I've done,
You're over 20 ahead in your buffer.
Right now, yeah.
Well, you know, I hear that everybody's struggling just to get one ahead in their buffer, yet you're 20 ahead in your buffer.
Well, it used to be 60. But then I started school.
Well, that's still pretty cool.
That's a huge buffer.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, this is Bill Frumpf. Hi, JT.
Hey, how you doing?
60 is a book right there.
Who's the what?
I said 60 is a book right there already.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, with a strip format, it'd be a small book. But yeah, still. Excellent.
So, definitely pretty cool.
Yeah. So Frump, you're in the know. What's going on in the world of webcomics that I completely missed this week?
Well, I got a lot of stuff with Webcomic Planet.
Hey, yeah. How's that going, man? I wanted to meaning to talk to you about that. Is it you ready to go big time and blow the lid off this whole webcomic thing or what?
Everything's live. Everything's running. It's beautiful. It's absolutely marvelous. Frump.net changed into webcomicplanet.com. Has a bigger name recognition instead of Frump.net, so it's working out pretty well for people to recognize to go there.
Excellent. So you're is it like free, and you're like wide open for people to sign up and start posting, or?
Yeah, absolutely. You can create your own comic press site and have free hosting right then and there.
Ooh.
Yeah. Very good.
All of a sudden, people start thinking,
Well, you know, it's not completely free. I mean, you can have unlimited and everything, but, you know, if you want FTP access and if you want email, you know, it costs a couple bucks.
Sure. Well, that makes perfect
not
sense.
Not a big deal. But you still get unlimited space for your comics and stuff. That's not a big deal.
Turning a blind eye to drunk ducks now, maybe?
Plus, you got me as your customer service, and you know me. I pretty much can handle, you know, anything.
Well, yeah. That's the whole thing with back when Drunk Duck was Drunk Duck, when you could get a hold of Dylan, the guy who wrote the code, when you're having a problem, that'd be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was the bee's knees back then.
Absolutely. And then what, about 4 or 5 years ago, they just, like, disappeared?
No, it wasn't that long ago. It was like maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago that they got bought up by Platinum. Dylan was still there, and then Dylan...
And
then Dylan finally left. So he's no longer affiliated with Drunk Talk at all, and it's...
And you notice if you email the customer support and the tech that they have emails on their Drunk Duck site, they no longer work.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You get bounce back messages.
I only go to Drunk Duck when I have to, and there's a few comics I still read out on Drunk Duck, but most of the comics I follow have their own websites.
Yep.
So yeah, but that's I'm just saying it's kind of the nature of the beast. I'm really happy for Dylan that he was able to do what he did. It's too bad he couldn't
get money for it in the end too.
Yeah, too bad he couldn't make it work another way financially for himself. But it's funny because when he I was talking with him when he started Drunk Duck, it was more of just an exercise to see if he could. It wasn't really like he was planning on building the huge viable webcomic community that he did. It just kind of happened, and then once he was up and running, it's like, okay, I did this. The challenge is done. Now what? But he still had to run the site, and so the whole Platinum thing came in, which was a godsend for him in that case, where they gave him I don't know how much for it, and then hired him on as to run it, and that just eventually just evaporated, up into the ether. Yeah. And but now we got webcomic planet.
Once he actually left the management side of it, it just totally went to pot.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't actually when he got away from being the guy who actually had his fingers in the code and had to work more along, the managerial aspects of things. That's when it really kind of started.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
When bugs stopped getting fixed quickly, and when people. When complaints went unanswered and that sort of thing, but
yeah.
But hopefully now, like I said, look, Webcomic Planet, we got you. We got somebody's on Webcomic Planet. They have an issue.
Look,
you're on Twitter.
There are several different places now that are pretty awesome. If you're lucky enough to get accepted by a Rampage Network, that's pretty cool.
Well, that's of course.
And for starter comics that. That you want to just put up maybe a community blog or a podcast blog or a webcomic itself, Webcomic Planet's for you.
Sure. Yeah. There's also, there's still, I believe Smack Jeeves is still running. There's still Comic Dish. There's still...
Actually turned out to be really nice.
Yeah.
There's actually a new one that one of our affiliates just started that I recommend checking out. It's comicfury.com.
Comic what?
Comic Fury. Fury.
Okay. Wait, if you could throw the link up in the chat. That way it's
hopefully
correctly.
I still don't sound like a robot.
No, you sound much better.
Like a skin job?
Yeah. Oh, Comic Fury, yes. Comic Fury. I've heard of Comic Fury. I think we talked about it. It wasn't like a few months ago or a couple of it's almost been a year, hasn't it? Or no? I don't know.
No, just like 5 months.
Oh, 5 months? Okay. When you're my age, time seems like it goes a lot faster, I guess.
Especially kids around. Jeez.
No kidding. No kidding.
Because of the hat, JT.
Right. Comic Fury is the guys that have their logo looks suspiciously like a beatnik, but I won't go there. It's okay. It's okay.
You know what we need? We need to have somebody put together a list of all of those sites that are available for people to post their comics on.
I think there was one somewhere at one point.
Yeah, but I don't go to that guy's site. The guy who does the whatever guy, I don't even want to say his damn name. He's such a jerk. I don't go to his site that he has a list on. So,
all right.
We need somebody else.
All right then.
What else is going on? Oh, the Webcomic Planet War just ended.
Oh, how'd that turn out?
That was awesome. We had 23 participants to start out, and then it whittled down to about 18.
Mm-hmm.
When we started the actual battle phase. Webcomic Planet War was basically it was a 2-month event. The first month. You gathered resources. By gathering resources, you promote your website.
Yeah, that was brilliant. That was an awesome idea. That in order to get these points to fight your war, you have to promote your comic. It's beautiful. I mean, it was things you should do anyway for your comic.
And people went above and beyond. I mean, I started seeing flyers everywhere for stuff and just places that I would not expect to see comics advertised on have advertisements for. It's really nice.
Very cool.
And, yeah, So people gathered the resources by advertising the website. And then once they got the resources and started the next month, they turned those resources into statistics points for attacking and defending and all of that stuff.
So kind of like, here's your pile of points, put them where you may, whether in defense or offense type of thing?
Yep.
Like your old role-playing game?
You could get four statistics every day, and then you basically go on to the Webcomic Planet chat, which we have, and you roll the dice, and you attack your person that you need to attack. And so at the end, little by little, people got bumped out of the war, and in the end, the winner was Union of Heroes.
Oh, very cool. That's a great, that's one of that photo comic over from Germany, right?
Yep, Ansire on Twitter.
Yep.
He did some amazing promotions for his website. I'm from his last guess, he gained at least 3,000 daily average users.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
it is. Well, that's at max page views and all that stuff. I'm pretty sure it might have been maybe about 400 or 500 uniques.
Right.
But still, for a unique comparison, that's really nice. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Gunspot.com or AntGuy.com? Which one is he going by now?
We're talking Ansire, which is UnionofHeroes.com.
Oh. I'm thinking about somebody else. My bad.
Yeah, Union of Heroes is a pretty neat. It's basically a photo comic. The guy, he's got to be shooting it like a movie or something, where he's setting up the each scene and whatever, and taking the picture and then making the comic out of it. It's pretty cool.
Exactly. He actually has real actors that get paid, and they have scripts. They have everything necessary, a full complete photo set. The best of everything to do this comic, and it turns out really nice.
Yeah, it's very cool. Well, congratulations to him.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome. That was really great. The next, the second person was slightly off topic. That was second place.
Cool.
And third place was Life's a Witch.
And the thing is that even if you, as long as you participated in that, you pretty much were a winner because you had to have picked up some readers along the way with all advertising and stuff that you had to do to gather the points to battle effectively.
Well, and they won also just for that, but they also won new ideas by listening to each other on everybody's methods of what they did to advertise.
Sure.
Yeah, they basically communicated with each other. And you know what? I think a lot of them, Sam from Life's a Witch, I don't remember her before this, and now everybody knows her.
Yeah.
She's really gotten out there to talk to others in the webcomic community. That's pretty cool.
That is very cool. Can't beat that. What happened here?
One last thing for Webcomic Planet.
Uh-huh.
The Webcomic Planet Collective. We just started a collective at Webcomic Planet.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And we've got some really great people in the collective already. We got Eldon Kalger from Ashtray 3. We got Byron from 1977, and quite a few other really great ones. We got Scott Story from Johnny Saturn.
So is it one of these things where if you, as long as you're a member of Webcomic Planet, you can join up, or is there something you have to apply for?
You have to apply for it, and basically the whole idea of the collective is to make money.
Well, that's a noble cause.
Instead of being a social aspect collective, we're in a collective to help each other make money, so that we could subsidize costs going to cons, conventions, and things, as well as helping pay for server hosting for each other and all of that stuff.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
What's your ideal number there? Are you looking just to expand exponentially, or are you looking for just a certain number of people? What's your plan?
Well, right now we've got 9. We're going to go to 15, and then at 15, our requirements are going to go pretty strict at that point in time.
So if you've got a mediocre comic, you've got a few short minutes here to join up quickly to the...
mediocre comics aren't really going to make it. See, the whole idea is one of the requirements is that you have to be actively participating in your comic promotions itself to start out with.
Gotcha. Slackers need not apply.
Lazy guy in that's going to, you know, just put the banner up and just leave it at that. We want somebody who wants to increase their potential.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it's a great idea. We've already gotten some really great things out of it so far. So, and expect just a lot more in the future.
Okay.
And as a side note, Ashtray 3, sensational comic.
Yeah.
So now the frumf.net listing site, that's still part of Webcomic Planet, right? You can still get to that. Is that still a...
Yeah, that's all part of Webcomic Planet now. I rewrote all the code and put it into WordPress multi-user. It's pretty awesome. If you haven't gone there yet, take a look. You'll notice that all the code from frumf.net is incorporated into Webcomic Planet.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it right now. It's looking great, man.
You
got the webcomic, the blog part up front for the latest news, what's going on. You scroll down a little bit, and you have the your top 10 rankings still, top 10 favorites, and incoming and outgoing, and latest ones updated. It's all still there, right on the front page where it needs to be. Excellent.
Yeah, click on that. Click on members at the top, and you'll see the current members list for the Webcomic Planet Collective.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Very nice.
Apple of Discord, Willow's Grove, Geek Loves Nerd, 1977 The Comic, Johnny Saturn, Ashtray 3, Shadow Girls. Oh, they're awesome, too. And Y2CL.
Excellent,
good
man.
Stuff.
Well, congratulations on... is this where you were headed, you think, and when you started the frump.net? Is this what your vision for...
Oh, hell no. my original vision was to set up a listing site for, you know, readers.
Right.
But, you know, the most active people in the community are the authors.
That's very true. Very true.
You know, all the communication that's ever been done on frumf.net and everything has been from authors. So I kind of just, you know, during the middle of this last event for the war, I decided, well, you know, there's plenty of good social networks for people. So I'm getting out of the social network part. And, you know, Webcomic Seek is great for that. Go to Webcomic Seek if you want the social network stuff, right?
Right.
I just clicked on there. That's weird.
Well, Webcomic Seek?
Yeah, I'm there right now.
Well, go to Webcomic Seek. It's a great place for social networking part. But, you know, I'm going to cater to authors now. I'm going to have stuff up for authors. And it's basically, you know, it's still going to be the listing site, so that people can find comics to read. But I'm going to more tune myself for, you know, helping the authors work their comics. And, you know me. I love doing that. From helping with them with their websites to giving them advice on how to get money to everything. That's where I'm headed now.
Excellent. That's great. I mean, because that's, you know, like you said, the active people in the communities really happen to be the people that that make the comics. So,
oh, totally.
Yeah.
And you know what? I haven't met... Yeah, well, I've met one. I've almost met almost... There's one person that really is... But everybody else has been, like, you know, 100% positive. You know, the way that they talk to everybody else has been positive. The way they deal with everybody else. You know, there's no negativity. There's no high school drama.
Oh, there will be. Just give it time.
Well, you know, there's a little bit, but, you know, you can overlook it.
Yep.
And still be involved in the community, and that's what the important thing is.
I don't hate to, but I'm comparing you back to Drunk Duck back in the day. Has a very, you have the same excitement and the same, it seems like it's going to have the same type of feel. Because, again, back when Drunk Duck was Drunk Duck, most of the people that were reading the comics on Drunk Duck were people that were posting comics on Drunk Duck. You know, that was the whole community thing where, yeah, exactly. And, you know, if you talk to people and get criticism from people, it's from somebody else who's in the same boat you are and that sort of thing. And it was a really nice, and it looks like you're building the same type of community there. So that sounds awesome.
And if you're a 13-year-old that's making a Sprite comic.
Sprite comics. There's still Sprite comics out there. I've tried really hard to avoid most of them.
Yeah, everybody wants. I've seen a couple Lego comics.
Yeah, I dipped my toe in that once.
You know, I give more credit to the Lego comics than the, because they're actually building their models, where the Sprite comics are just ripping the stuff off their Game Boys or whatever. You know, that's, whatever. Yeah, it's...
You suit for our NES too, okay?
Oh, sorry, yes, my bad, of course. I don't know what I was thinking.
on West Comics Planet, we're hosting this this one comic that is a screen capture comic of WoW. And, yeah, kind of like the same boat as the Sprite comic.
That's when you let them know that you know that you can do that Mashima stuff, whatever. We can actually make movies of that. You don't have to do just screen captures of your guys and yeah.
Here, let me post in the chat review real quick something that we're hosting at Webcomic Planet that you guys might like. Hard Reset. Take a look at Hard Reset, and they're a fresh new comic that just came out.
As I click tentatively on said link.
And this is basically what kind of things you can do on Webcomic Planet. You have full CSS control, so you can modify any of the colors and the look and the feel as you want. So, and then, of course, you got all the different comic press versions available.
That's really neat. I mean, it looks like it'd be a great way to you know dip your toe in the WordPress / Comics Press. Pond and see if that's something you want to do and if you decide to get your own hosting you're not jumping in blind as well.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's a good comic too.
I thought for sure you're gonna link to a Sprite comic or something, dude. So
yeah, I would do that to you. That would be kind of rude.
Very nice. Yeah, I mean, it really has a. What's nice about it is that when you're looking at the comics you have hosted there, they look like they're on a Comics Press blog, but that's not a bad thing. You know, they're not cookie cutter. They're not everything's the same. From like you can tell when a Drunk Duck comic as opposed to a non Drunk Duck or a self hosted. As far as people would know, this could be a self hosted comic.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sure people can get their own URLs and just link them right back to these sites. Is that how that works? I mean, they could do that. Just as easy as anything else.
Yeah, actually, Dragonfall does that. I have another comic hosted called Dragonfall Comic, and it directly links their URL to our server, and it works just fine.
Excellent. And I guess when you have the free hosting, the only concession you ask is that Project Wonderful ad that's on there.
Yep, the one that's in the footer.
Excellent. Well, and there's a great opportunity for people who are looking for good Project Wonderful ads. This webcomic Planet's just probably just going to grow, and if you can jump in early with the
The fun thing is that same Project Wonderful ad that's at the bottom of each one is also the same one that's on all of the collective sites.
Exactly.
On Shadow Girls, on Y2CL Comic, on Johnny Saturn, everywhere.
And it looks like it's a real good deal right now. I mean, I'm looking at it. I mean, this is a quick snapshot. It's for a 20-cent bid, you're getting about 3,000 views a day. You can't beat that. Yeah, I mean, that's a deal right there.
People just today put their ads on their websites. It just went up on Shadow Girls today.
Oh, okay.
And Shadow Girl gets around 20 to 30K page views a day.
So that's going to be jumping up in the next little day or two. So jump on there now,
yeah.
People. If you're listening live, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, well, that's one of the whole things with the banner is going to help us subsidize money for going to cons. And buying tables and things like that.
There you go. Are you looking at print deals as well, or that's going to be individual, whatever?
Well, see, one of the things that we're going to look into is since we're a collective together, we're going to try to get a collective lower discount price.
Sure.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah. And if anybody knows Frump, you know that he'll talk to the people.
Oh, yeah.
He's got no problem picking up a phone and making a deal.
Yep. of course, that doesn't mean they'll always say yes.
Of course not, but yeah, still excellent.
You take into account women in webcomics. That was fun, though. I mean, I actually drove to people's offices to try to get that one worked out.
Yeah, very cool. Hey, before Will takes off, I think he's saying bye. Yeah, bye. He's at drunkduck.com/barely listening, /barely_listening. So check out his webcomic, Will. He gets going to be jumping out of the chat room for a second. So I just wanted to let him know. So there you go. I wasn't ignoring you, Will. I just was in a little conversation. So it's all good.
Barely listening.
Yes, good comic. Let's see here. Well, that's great. I knew it when you signed on to the chat, you have something to talk about. That's excellent.
Well, when you were starting to say, has anybody got something to talk about?
Like I said, it's one of them deals where it's just one of them days where it's got to be something.
Dan, I'm really sad that I wasn't able to go to the NWCC thing. NWEE.
NEWW, New England Webcomics Weekend.
It's easier just to say New England Webcomics Weekend.
Exactly, it is much.
But I've been seeing the pictures that were on Krishna's site, PC Weenies, and I saw the pictures from Carlisle from Still This Comic, and I'm going, man, I wish I was there.
Very cool. Yeah, I know. It's like, hi, you know, I had a chance. If it wasn't so damn close to MegaCon, I would have done it. Would have done it. Is somebody okay? Somebody just fall down? Do we need to call anybody?
No. I am. I'm keeping up the tradition of eating ice cream during GigCast recording. So yes, I am. I'm off to the freezer to fetch myself some chocolate ice cream.
Note to self, GigCast ice cream bowls. That's what we need to do here.
Yes. There would be at least one purchase.
That would be an awesome kick off to watch.
Going back to the chat room real quickly here, Jim Thorpe, the guy from... now I'm trying to find his comic. Anyway, he...
1920s Olympics?
Yeah, no, not him. He, if it is him, nice to see you, sir. Suckerboys.com, that's it. He said he was more of a fanboy at the Webcomics Weekend. But apparently with Suckerboys.com, he's doing some kind of comic, which I'm going to right now. That's right, On the Fly Podcasting. Only here, only live, only Saturday night. Oh, it's got Obama. Very cool. Hey, you know, nice looking comic you got there, Mr. Suckerboys, Mr. Thorpe. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Suckerboys.com.
Oh, that's some good caricature.
Very good. You can. That's Obama. That's no doubt.
He's not stupid on those backgrounds either. You see that?
Yeah, I know. He's got some bookshelves. Bookshelves aren't easy.
Yeah, he's working those items.
Fire extinguishers and everything. Very nice, my friend. Hey, look at this. I go back two comics, and who commented? Scott. So I'm sure this is a comic Scott's been telling me about for a while, and I've just been ignoring him, if I had to guess. But
there he is, Scott Gelatin.
Yeah, that's right. I know. Yeah, I should listen to my co-host more often, and maybe things would get done around here.
Maybe you'll have something to talk about.
Yep. And Bullfinch.
Sorry.
So Bullfinch, another person I haven't seen. I guess he just logged into the chat room a little bit ago. He said that the webcomic weekend was awesome as well. Do you do a comic,
hack,
Bullfinch?
Or, that guy's horrible.
So you know who he is, do you? What comic does he do? Anybody? Anybody?
Who, what?
Bullfinch? What comic does he do? Bullfinch?
It's
BullfinchComics.com. Bullfinch Comics. Well, yeah, there we go. Sure.
That's what I'm saying. Hack.
See, that's one of the problems about this whole live podcasting thing is that any credibility I have goes right out the window, unfortunately.
Night gig, the ukulele hotspot.
It's turning into... No, that's not true, but it would be neat.
No, but seriously, if y'all haven't checked out bullfinchcomic.com, he does sensational work. I was completely kidding because he's threatened me on the chat room.
He's threatened you, huh?
No, I'm just kidding. He's a really good artist.
I'm heading there right now.
I've got mad respect for that guy, so I've just been messing with him.
Well, he draws boobies. Can't be wrong with that.
Turned his main character into a squirrel and has crawled up a shirt.
Very nice.
That doesn't make you go to bullfinchcomic.com. I don't know what else.
You know what? The interior view of the shirt is awesome. Mr. Finch, I applaud you. That is just brilliant. You got to love it when an artist takes...
You can call him Bull for short.
I'm sticking with Mr. Finch for now. I mean, I love it. When a comic... You know, how many times have you seen a squirrel run up a pant leg or run up a shirt or whatever? But when have you ever gotten the inside of the clothing view of what's happening in there? It's brilliant. I am now a fan.
Yeah, I like what he did with the Comic Press colorization too.
His
colors on there.
In any comic that has Gollum and Squirtle in the same comic is got to be brilliant. I mean,
check out the one from Wednesday. That was a brilliant comic. I normally comment on his site, and I just really couldn't think of anything specific other than saying that was hilarious. His main the Gollum character,
yes,
is trying to save some people, and he's got a little devil that's trying to tell him to, you know, do what he's got to do or whatever, and then he's got... for some reason, he's got a little turtle. That's a Pokemon character.
Squirtle. That's Squirtle. Squirtle's the angel. How much better can it be? Why are you? And even he has.
Just the Pokemon character.
And even the
for
character
no
asks,
apparent reason.
Why are you a Pokemon?
I just thought it was hilarious.
Excellent.
Why are you
a Pokemon? He's even got the inflection on the right word there. Yeah, all right. Adding to my read list. I don't. Why have I missed this? I'm watching this. Probably Scott's commented on this one too. Probably, knowing me. Don Griffin loves it, so it's got to be a great comic. I mean, come on. Excellent. See, you show up in the chat room and people talk about your comic. It's a beautiful thing. Awesome. That looks. I'm gonna have to go back and find out how the story got to where it is, but just that. Of course, the last frame of the latest comic is just. It's brilliant. Absolutely.
Oh yeah,
and
he's a little
brilliant.
Bit more popular, known by he's doing the artwork on Super Fogey's Origins.
Oh, that's
in
right.
Fact, I was talking to Don from ZF Comics.
Damn.
And I'd mentioned that he was going to be over at Webcomics Weekend, and I told her, yeah, he's doing Bullfinch because that's how I know him. That's how I met the guy.
And then
he finally got this gig doing the artwork for Super Fogey's Origins.
I got to talk
and
to my interns.
I think more people know him for doing that than doing his actual strip.
I need to talk to my interns about keeping me informed of what's going on and who I'm talking to, because this is just wrong. I they got to keep me informed, otherwise I'm
Speaking about informed, have you read Cock and Bull yet?
Yes, I've read that a few. Yes, very funny, very very funny.
Hilarious.
Very funny. It's like, oh, my kids might like... No, my kids won't read this, but it is very funny.
And don't Google that. Just go to...
No, right, exactly. No Googling. No Googling allowed.
Yeah. And that's with the letter N in between cock and bull.
Right, it's funny, because if you go to cock, A-N-D, bull, it comes up to an adult warning page, so that's probably not the comic. Yeah,
are you 18 or over?
That's what it's asking. That's exactly what it's asking. And while yes, I am, but for the purpose of this exercise, I'm saying no.
Are you all right with interspecies erotica?
Has you or any member of your family ever been assaulted by a large animal? Yeah.
Well, now you got a subject for your next podcast. There you go. I'm sure you have plenty of comments for that.
So when is Kinky Kelly coming out?
No, sorry. Although I bet we get a lot more listeners on TalkShoe if we advertise. That's what we're going to be doing.
Tag words.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, that's so funny.
This week on a very special gig cast, Jamie talks about bestiality. And little Joey Lawrence learns not to fire his gun.
Yeah, that's right. And
every time I hear a special episode of anything, all I can think of is that old episode of Lost. What was that? Different Strokes with the bicycle shop owner. Oh, yeah, that was the invention of special episodes. Long story short, pedophilia, kids jumping up and down on beds with no shirts on.
Yeah.
Just me, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I remember little Joey Lawrence fired a gun and shot the one black lady. I don't remember her name. Is that what's happening now?
Had a black chick on that show.
Yeah, she was like a house cleaner. Which is very sort of racist, really.
What decade was this?
This is the 70s.
Wait, what show are you talking about?
I don't remember the name of the show. I just remember Joey Lawrence used to star in it when he was like a little boy.
Okay, that was bizarre because I was thinking Blossom when you said that.
And that's Joey Lawrence.
Late 80s.
Whoa!
It was Joey Lawrence with the bowl cut.
Yeah.
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 I can't wait to see the crowd that comes in after the show.
Nell Carter.
Yeah, Nell Carter.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember what show it was. He shot her. Because he was playing with the gun or something.
Give
me a break? Yeah, mm-hmm. It was, yeah. And she sang the theme song, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was the original Roseanne.
Yeah, I guess. Fat, funny lady on TV? Sure, I'll give you that.
Yeah, she was the one black woman from the 80s that was overweight and sassy.
Yeah, the one.
They didn't ever do that in sitcoms.
No. What's Happening? Sure.
Did we just say Roseanne was funny?
No, well...
No, I don't think anybody admitted that.
I kind of lumped her in there. Well, she was, quote, a comedian, so I don't know.
My favorite memory of Roseanne was one she didn't intentionally create, Animaniacs. They did a parody where, how the Raptors, they had a big crate they wheeled in. They had Roseanne like,
right,
roaring.
Right.
Yeah. That's classic Roseanne.
Oh. Well, folks, we're about out of time. And I must say, this has been an enjoyable enjoyable show once again. If you enjoy rambling, you'll enjoy this show.
And it's also a special episode, JT. Don't forget that.
A special episode. And now you know. And knowing is half the battle. Yeah, exactly. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us here on the GigCast. Yes, this still is the GigCast live episode. We've got, of course... Carlisle from Steelers Comic at steelerscomic.com. Okay.
And twitter.com/steelerscomic if you guys want to follow me.
Sure, and you should. And of course, we have the mighty Frump from now webcomicplanet.com, although frump.net will still get you there. We got Horatio over from the Rampage Network at rampagenetwork.com and .net, as I found out recently. Of course, the ice cream eating Kate Skakelski. From thinksync.com. Always wonderful to have her on the show. Of course, Mr. Nick Nitro, the man of many voices, and the podcast extraordinaire at goodbadandgeeky.com, as well as Dribble for Kids. Actually, do you have that URL?
Actually, no, it's gbgpodcast.com.
Okay, gbgpodcast.com, because that's just, too easy.
It's easier to say than Good, Bad, Geeky, I thought.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
And we have Bull Finch from bullfinchcomic.com. Check it out. Inside the shirt squirrel shots. You got to love it. Dungeon Warden from DungeonLegacy.com. Jim Thorpe from StalkerBoys.com. Lepus, who must have just signed in because I didn't see them in here before. Do they have a comic? I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
And it is?
And I have no idea, but I know they do.
And then I don't know who Nerox is or Try Guy either. Try Guy has the... Oh, that's 1977, thecomic.com.
Byron Wilkes from...
1977, thecomic.com. Lepus has zappinspace.com. And I'll promise I'll get to those and talk to them eventually, because I haven't had a chance to look at those comics yet. Although the 1977 comic I have seen and I enjoyed, but it's too close to home. So I got to step back a little
bit. Zap in Space is really, really good.
Clicky.
Yeah, it's colored so amazingly beautiful. You really have to start reading that one from the beginning, because it's worth it.
I will have to do that. I will add it to my all the free time I've had lately. Oh, yes, it is, though. Very nice. I'm looking at just one page. It is colored beautifully. And congratulations. A great job on drawing tushies. And that's as far as I'll take that. But thank you. All right. So once again, folks, this has been the GigCast 166. I have been your host, JT Shea. And for everybody here at Night Gig Studios and the GigCast, I'd like to thank you for tuning in this talk show live show, this impromptu Saturday night. Let's have a beer and talk about webcomics and whatever else pops up show. And until next time, enjoy your webcomics. This has been the GigCast. Remember, all links mentioned on today's show can be found at our homepage at www.thegigcast.com. The GigCast asks, what's your gig? Let us know. Drop us a line at gigcast@nightgig.com or call our voicemail line at 1-206-203-3334. The best we played every week on the show. Help us help you let people know what is your night gig. Music for the GigCast provided by Beatnik Turtle at beatnikturtle.com and by Corey Smith at myspace.com/TheCoreySmith. The GigCast is a production of Night Gig Studios at nightgig.com, where it's not about what you do to live, it's about what you live to do. Nightgig.com. What's your gig?
One.